I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back. Now, you all know Masioka from his role as a time-traveling hero on Heroes. Well, he's back, and he's playing medical examiner Max Bergman on the new CBS hit show Hawaii Five-0. This was a conference call, so most of the questions weren't mine, but he talks about coming into a show as a guest star, if he did any research for the part, how he got the role, and a whole lot more.
Can you go back and watch old episodes of Doc Bergman to get any idea of what Max would be like?
I actually didn't. It's kind of one of those things when we do a remake. Ironically, this was the same thing when I did Get Smart. You know, and it's like the whole idea is not to really look at the original too much, because there's a reason for a remake and making a modern remake. You know, I trust the creators and the writers and the staff to create that remake or that tone or whatever they want to do for the modernized version. And I feel it is for us actors not to really reenact what was portrayed, but just give it our own flavor, just to give it a new spice. So I think it's that chemistry of us doing our new thing and then trusting the writers and the staff and the production team to maintain the Hawaii Five-0, quote-unquote, brand kind of work.
How much are we going to see of you and of Max over the course of the show? How many episodes are you doing?
Oh, so far I've done two right now.
Okay.
And I know they're talking about running me into a bunch more, but
what's it like going into a show as a guest star, you know?
It's fun. It's a new environment. Fortunately, you know, I know Daniel Dakin from, you know, just from the Lost days, and we've been chatting. But I've always watched Grace Park's work, and you know, Scott and Alex are amazing as well. And it's just great to be kind of like, it is kind of strange to go in as a guest where it's not a family I was part of, but everyone has been so welcoming, and it feels like I'm already a part of the family just going in there. So it's a little bit different, but you know, at the same time, it's kind of an exciting, any new adventure is always exciting. So I'm happy to be part of the CBS family.
I was wondering how you think your fans of Heroes are going to react to this role, and just, you know, what response you think you're going to get.
It's impossible to really predict anything, as you know. Any of the fans, you know, we really appreciate them watching the show and especially following, you know, the new stuff I do. There's always going to be a part of me in every role, so there might be a little bit of similarities, but at the same time, it's a very completely different character. First of all, my hairstyle is completely different. The glasses are actually quite familiar. I remember going to a warehouse where they had all these glasses, and you know, everyone was saying, we definitely don't want, you know, hero glasses. So, you know, we tried like these big round ones, we tried tinted ones, we tried some really, you know, black frame ones, but they end up being fairly similar to the hero glasses, which is kind of interesting. But it's a different kind of character, you know, still comedic, you know, somewhat socially awkward, but you know, it's played in a very different way. Like, Hero is more naive versus Max Bergman. It's a lot more not naive. He's a savant. And the great thing is he's also the first Jewish acting guy I'll ever play on TV. So.
Well, with playing such a unique character, did you find any specific challenges, or, you know, how did you go about embracing the role?
Approaching any role, just having fun and seeing how I would do it and what's necessary for the scene. And, you know, because you see all Hawaii Five-0 is like so gritty in tone, you know, yet they have all these witty repartee, and I realize, you know, my character, especially with the scenes and stuff, is kind of supposed to bring that break and a little bit of the lightheartedness into the, you know, the overall show. So that's what I kind of focused on and trying to see how can I maximize the humor while maintaining the groundedness.
Regarding being a medical examiner, are you squeamish at all around blood, guts, body parts, even when they're fake blood? Body parts.
Unfortunately, yes. I definitely don't do the duty of being like the top tough guy when it comes to, like, going to, like, see horror films and stuff, because when I see blood, I always try to stay away from medical shows or trying to be on it, just because, the blood as well, but it's also, the language is really difficult, because there's, like, all this chemical terms, and I was great in math, I was great in physics, but chemistry and organic chemistry was just the one subject I just could not get through. So those were, like, two reasons why I tried to stay away. And then I had to deal with those. It's actually tougher, I think, for the dead bodies, though, for this episode in particular. I think we had an actress named Bushin. I forgot her last name, but she played Amber Reeves. And they use a real body in there. They don't, not a fake cadaver, but they, take a real body, pale them up, special effects makeup. And they just had to stand, or lie there the whole time. And I felt bad for them instead.
Marcy, how did you get the part?
How did I get the part? I was very fortunate to be offered the part. I'm working on a movie with Kristen Orsi and those guys, and I remember in a story session we were saying, we would want you to do a part on Hawaii Five-0. But yeah, absolutely, I'd love to do that. If it gets picked up, let me know and stuff. And it got picked up, and we were just talking about it, and they just thought it'd be a great idea. And it's always an honor to work with any of the KO stuff. As well as, Daniel, as I said, Daniel is someone I want to work with. Well, ironically, I haven't worked with Daniel yet, but, being able to work, I've worked with Ray, Alex, and Scott, and it's been an amazing experience. Ironically, the hardest thing wasn't, within the lines or the piano playing, it was putting the gloves on. And it's, like, those rubber gloves are so hard to smoothly put on. I would always usually have, like, two fingers in one of, in one of the holes, and it's like, and you have to continue the scene. And that was the hardest part out of everything. And it's funny because, like, the people behind the scenes, the top people will put, like, baby powder so it will smoothly go in. And that was actually, ironically, the hardest part. But, I'm interested in that. I don't think there wasn't much change. Ironically, I actually knew a lot of being in this business for a while and doing a lot of different shows, you get to meet a lot of great people. So, but I would say 80% of the crew I actually knew from somewhere else, which was kind of weird.
Masi, one of the things that I've always admired about you, particularly when we were talking about Heroes, it seemed like anytime there was a problem with the show, NBC always sort of threw you up to face the wrath of the critics, and I thought you were, I thought it was very admirable of you to talk to us in those situations. But now, working with a show like Hawaii Five-0, seemingly there's no headaches thus far. To success. I mean, is that somewhat of a relief to you as an actor?
It's always a relief to be on a great show that everyone likes. And at the same time, when I was there talking to critics, it's whatever happens, it's everybody's choice. So I feel like we all need to, own up. And, it's an all for one, one for all kind of business. So our job is always trying to make actually everybody's job, I think, in this business is trying to make someone else look good. Our job is to make the writers and the directors look good, and actually all of the crew members, the writers are making the studio look good, the studio's making the network's making the advertisers look good, So if everyone does their job, it's about making other people, look better. So, hopefully everyone was more focused on, trying to make other people look good rather than themselves. So I think it's easy when, especially when you have a great product, it's much easier to definitely, tout about it, per se.
You're going from playing a superhero on TV to now you're playing more of an average Joe. Is there a preference for you?
They're both fun. I mean, the preference is definitely to do something more comedic, grounded in reality and the seriousness. I do enjoy trying to make people laugh, and that's something I'm common thread with all my characters. I'm trying to find the humor in any situation, or at least the grounded humor. In terms of preference, they're both fun, I think. Even Max has his own quirks, because he's this prodigy and gets to play this piano and knows everything about, dead bodies. So, he's a superhero in that way. And that's the way I kind of define heroes anyways, the superheroes in our lives. Is anybody who has a unique trait, and everybody has something that's unique about them. And only that's exaggerated, that's what makes them a hero as well. So, even though they're an average Joe, you know, if you play up their uniqueness, they become a quote-unquote superhero, in my mind.
I'm curious that if you had to do any research or maybe shadow a medical examiner to learn the terminology or, like, what their basic process is?
No, I haven't, unfortunately. I mean, I actually tried to look up all my old organic chem books, and it made me kind of throw up, so I just brought back that memory, so I had to stay away from it. Maybe watching a lot of ER was good, but I know, I mean, these are people who are, you know, just, you know, quote-unquote, you know, the average Joes or the superheroes, you know, they live their lives, and they're normal people just like us, but with a different viewpoint and a different knowledge base. So I haven't had a chance to shadow anyone. Maybe in the future, you know, when it gets a little bit more serious, but, you know, I really didn't have the time as well because they kind of offered it, and then I had to, like, go fly to Hawaii in, like, 3 days or something. So, but, yeah, hopefully in the future. It's always great to research and study about other people in other occupations because you learn so much from actually watching them, and hopefully I can pick up something.
Do you get to use your regular American accent on this show?
My regular American accent? I guess that's what we call it, American. Yeah. I don't speak any Japanese. I don't speak with any accent. I probably speak a little funny because I'm trying to enunciate all these medical terms like benzodiazepine, you know, but as far as I can tell, it's a regular accent. It might sound a little funny because of the medical terms, but I don't speak with an accent, which is great.
Yeah.
I might throw a little Hebrew in there if you dress it.
Well, we'll look forward to that. I remember speaking to you when this whole whirlwind was sort of starting for you. Where are things at with the fame and recognition now?
We still can't get used to it. Ironically, I was in Hawaii and fortunately, I was doing a couple of two episodes back-to-back, and I had some time in between. I was going to enjoy, hopefully, the beach and the pool, but, you know, the problem was that in Hawaii, not only American tourists were around, the Japanese tourists were around. So I really couldn't, you know, go from place to place without privacy, which was kind of rough. But at the same time, you know, I say rough, but it's also a blessing because you get to meet a lot of people that you would never meet. So it still follows me because I would just walk on the streets and, you know, I go to Whole Foods or I'll just, you know, buy a pizza or whatever and people will, and I keep on forgetting that, quote unquote, I'm recognized. So hopefully one day I'll get over it, but, you know, it's still a little bit surreal.
Thanks, Massey, and thank you guys for listening. Remember, if you're listening to us on iTunes, please give us some ratings love, and keep coming back to dailyactor.com for more great interviews, columns, and resources. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you guys soon.